USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
And the United States is not the only country having issues with elections. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has delayed their elections by 4 weeks due to the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled for September 19th, but now will be held on October 17th. Opposition parties had sought a delay after the virus outbreak prompted the government last week to put Auckland under a 2-week lockdown and halted election campaigning. Before that last outbreak, New Zealand had gone 102 days without any known community transmission. As the Democratic National Convention is now underway, President Donald Trump is accusing his 2020 opponent Joe Biden of being a puppet for left-wing extremists. Trump was in Minnesota to press his Law and Order re-election information as part of counter-programming to the Democratic National Convention. At an airport hangar, Trump called Biden the puppet of left-wing extremists trying to erase our borders, eliminate our police, indoctrinate our children, vilify our heroes, and take away our energy. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Children have even been under stress due to the coronavirus, and with more details on that, here's USA's Tim Berg.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3 to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. I would encourage every family to just stay age-appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much, there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marked the original primaries in a blow to the United States territory's democracy. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts were finally able to open after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at those centers. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.